This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ark Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
We're going to have a little chat.
I'm just going to have a little chat with this guy.
Stu.
We are back. It is Chat with Stu Mack. Stuart McMillan, good morning, sir.
Me? You're back.
That's true. I am back after surgery on my shoulder. Oh, boy. This has been painful.
All those years playing baseball finally caught up with you.
Yeah. Apparently, I'm going to be back in the rotation for the Cardinals next year.
Because of the rotator cuff.
That's what
Well done. Yeah. Well done. We can just end the segment now. Yeah. That was a good joke.
Rotator cuff repair is what I went through. Some bicep shredded a little bit. So a bunch of shoulder stuff. They shaved my clavicle, which is...
What?
I never said that sentence before.
I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing with you right
near
now.
Near me.
Yeah. I'm laughing near you. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. It's been very, very painful. I've talked to several people who've had it. It's fairly common surgery.
It is.
And
yeah.
And most people were like, ugh, I feel terrible for you. It's going to be awful. Other people are, oh, it's not that bad. I'm not even 2 weeks in and the pain has been very, very bad. I was prepared for that. I was prepared for pain. I just didn't know it would be so consistent and so significant. So I'm just trying to grin and bear it and make it through the first few weeks and hope that once I get out of this sling, which I'm in for a month or so,
yeah,
that things will start to improve.
It's a very impressive apparatus.
Yeah, it's a big sling. It's not like the... When I was a kid, I broke my arm. My mom sent me a picture of it, and it was like one of those blue cloth slings. It's like, how did that do anything?
Yeah, it was probably like a kitchen dish towel that they just wrapped over the top and tied it real tight.
And I have a little squeezy thing.
I see the squeezy thing.
Squeeze my.
Is that a football?
It's a Buffalo Bills football. It's a tiny football.
It is, isn't it?
I did hear a story, though, of someone, they had neck surgery.
Mm.
It sounds awful. They cannot move for 3 months. So that put my situation in perspective. I've been trying not to complain or be like, woe is me. I definitely am not that type of person. But when I heard that, I was like, okay. Mm-hmm. It could be worse.
We grin and bear things a lot when we have to come up against these things. You really have to let your pride down, your guard down, everything. And you have to give over all of these anxious and cares and everything to the docs.
Yeah.
You know, to the doctors, you just have to be like, hey, doc, whatever, go for it. I'm at your disposal here because I don't feel good. This is not going well.
Mm-hmm.
You need to fix this.
It's a bizarre experience, though.
It is.
To go under... And you have holes in your shoulder that they put cameras in.
Yeah.
Like there's four or five holes in my shoulder.
Yeah.
And so It's just, where did those come from? The other funny thing that I, before I went under, they, you know, wheeled me on one of those big hospital bed gurneys, you know,
right,
with the
where you
rails
say your last
and stuff.
Prayer and yeah, like you're but they wheel holding you, your wife's hand, you know, on the way.
Right. But they wheel you into the operating room and they've got those circular lights, just like in the TV shows, yeah, you know. But the bed that they put you on, I wouldn't even call it a bed. It's so tiny.
So it's not Serta. It's not Serta.
No, but it's like a cart. It's like a little cart. And I was like, I'm going on that?
Yeah.
That's where the Serta. And they're like, yeah, slide over. And I could barely fit on this thing. Not 30 seconds later, the guy goes, have a good sleep. And
whoa,
that was it. That's it.
Whoa.
They don't.
Creepy
they don't,
doctor.
They don't give you any warning. It's yeah, just, they're just going to do it because they do several a day.
Yeah. They're just in and out. They're like
pros. I'm amazed. I'm amazed at them. And I also wanted to give a hat tip to, I did it at Mercy.
Yeah.
And I have had nothing but good experience with the staff, the doctors, the nurses. They're all pros and they treat you really well.
I don't really have any horror stories to tell you about,
well,
you know,
glad,
being.
I'm glad of that.
Me too. I am. I did have a really weird thing happen one time. I went to the doctor. I wasn't feeling good. I had a very big pain. I don't know if this is going to make the show, but let me just go into it. You cut it out, whatever.
Yeah.
Literally cut it out, which is hilarious because yeah, that's what happens. Anyway, yeah. I had a cyst in a place that is it's very embarrassing. It's
go ahead, man.
It's just between my butt.
Yeah.
And my
okay,
the other thing.
Yeah, okay.
So I don't understand why I had this, but it was massive. I went into the ER, and they were like, this cyst is very big, and we are going to have to cut this thing. I started having a fever, and they were like, that's not good. You know, whatever is happening here is getting into your blood. They did not put me under.
Oh, no, that's not what I wanted to hear.
They did shots and numbed the area. And the point of all this, telling this, I mean, it sounds like a horror story, doesn't it? But it really, like, the doctors know what they're doing. So I was very impressed by how they were able to just get in there and get it out. And so I had to, my wife, my beautiful, amazing yes, wife, had to pack this thing daily.
Oh,
boy. Because I could not reach this certain yeah, area. This is not going to make it on the air. This is horrible. This is the worst
you
segment.
You just ensured that
this
it
is
will,
the worst Chat with Stu Mac segment ever. And they had to lance it. They literally called it lancing. And I'm yeah, like, I don't know what that is, but you better
it's
know
not medieval,
what it is.
It's not. It's not a medieval lancing.
There was no princess to be won
yeah,
at the end of the lancing.
There was no horses involved.
No horses, no armor, just a guy with a knife and pain. But it was all over, and I thankfully never had it again. They said, why did you get this? I was like, I don't know. You sit down a lot. Yeah, I guess. And
I mean, what are you supposed to say?
Anything.
I ate too many potato chips. What's the answer?
I don't know.
Thanks, Stu.
Huh. I guess you're welcome. I'm not sure. I'm sorry. Actually, I'm sorry. I'm apologizing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ark Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature. where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders, available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.